to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about wildcats. While we are all familiar with domesticated cats that live with us in our homes, very few of us have ever seen, or may not even be aware of, the wildcats that live here in Maine. I'm not talking about feral domestic cats. I'm referring to the bobcats, lynx, and mountain lions that lead their secretive lives in the woods and rural areas of this state. And regardless of whether you have ever seen one of these wildcats, they do exist here in Maine, and they have a rich symbolic tradition that connects them with wildcats around the world. The most common wildcat in Maine is the bobcat, which resides mostly in southern and central regions of the state and ranges all the way from southern Canada to southern Mexico. Called a bobcat because of its very short tail, the bobcat's body is typically 2 to 3 feet in length, considerably larger than a house cat, with long legs, large paws, tufted ear tips, and a spotted pale brown to reddish coat. Here in our woods in central Maine, we find bobcat tracks in the snow in the winter, and over the years I have seen a few bobcats trot briskly across our woods. Closely related to the bobcat is the lynx, and Maine is said to be home to the largest lynx population in the lower 48 states. These wildcats reside mostly in the remote forested areas of western and northern Maine and well up into Canada, hence its scientific name, Felis canadensis. Lynx are also found in the forests of Europe and Asia. The lynx has the same characteristic short tail, tufted ear tips, and long legs of the bobcat, but its body is somewhat larger, with a tawny to cream-colored coat mottled with brown and black. The lynx has larger paws, too, that are covered with more fur to create a snowshoe-like appearance so they can move more easily over the deep snow. The presence of mountain lions in Maine is still controversial, but more and more sightings are reported each year. However, state wildlife biologists currently maintain that Maine has no resident breeding population. The mountain lion is the second largest wildcat in the Western Hemisphere after the jaguar. It is a fast, powerful animal that can leap more than 40 feet. An adult can weigh over 200 pounds, and a large male can measure 9 feet long from nose to tail tip, the third of which is its tail. Mountain lions range from British Columbia to the tip of South America, but because of overhunting for pelts and aggressive eradication over the last century, they were thought to have become extinct in the eastern U.S. And yet, people continue to report seeing them here. I myself have recorded my own sighting of a mountain lion leaping across a road here in central Maine. Wildcats have held a revered place in the cultural symbolism of many societies. Here in the Western Hemisphere, in Zuni tradition, the mountain lion was seen as the guardian of the northern world, the north being the direction of wisdom and the elders. Ojibwe and Algonquin societies called it the underground panther, who lived in the place of sacred wisdom. The mountain lion was also venerated by the Cherokee for its special power to see in the dark, so it could move about in the underworld and perceive earth wisdom. In European tradition, the lynx was celebrated for its mystical keenness of sight and its ability to see through walls. It was the Greeks who named this wildcat after Lynxius, the mythological character who guarded the entrance to the underworld. Its reputation for supernatural eyesight gave it the ability to see error, falsehoods, and all that is hidden. The lynx was such a meaningful symbol of keen perception that in 1603, Italian scholars, including Galileo, formed the Academy of Lynxes to search for truth, as knowledge was believed to conquer darkness and suffering. And it is interesting to note that in Germanic and Scandinavian tradition, the lynx was sacred to the creator goddess Freya, whose sun chariot was drawn across the sky each day by her team of lynx, who brought light to illuminate the darkness. And so, my friends, when you least expect it, may a wildcat appear to you and bring you a new insight that illuminates your life. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.